Now, at that time, you know, they had little schoolhouses squatted all around over the county.
Uh-huh.
And the school that he went to was named Little's Grove.
Okay.
I think you'll like it, although...
And this, did he go for about 8 years, too?
No, I think he said he was fifth grade when he stopped.
One of the society girls, you know, the kind that you see in the slick magazine.
Now, I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Okay. Now, in the morning you talk about sunrise, and in the evening you talk about
sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, you say that the weather is
clearing up.
Okay. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long?
Well, let's see.
It picks up 6 times more dust.
Oh, well, you mean, with the thunder and all that, Ian?
Yeah.
Or just a thunder shower?
Okay.
Usually gets away.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mouthpiece.
Okay. Sound familiar?
Mouthpiece.
What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Firedogs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Well, that's killing, and the small pieces are splitters.
Okay.
That's the way it goes. The rich ones are killing, and the small pieces are splitters.
Okay.
I mean, I said that she was the kind of a woman that other women wouldn't think about.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes in? And what do you call a great big old piece of furniture that clothes can be hung in?
My wardrobe.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house on the sides to keep the weather out?
Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed? What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
A patio. Mm-hmm.
What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where some cows might be enclosed before milking?
Lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
Quite
an opinion.
Read that again, please.
All right. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
You have to make a quick character judgment. Sometimes you really have to.
A rock wall.
Okay.
Maybe I was influenced by what Ben told me about her broken marriage.
What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Water bucket.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's made out of metal?
You call it milk pail.
If you have a man of her own, then most women are like that.
Incidentally, if you have more than one term for any of these things, I'd be interested in hearing all of them. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Spigot.
What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel? And what about the same thing out in the yard that you get your hose up to?
Spick it right on.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Sometimes they put in a paper bag or a pasteboard box.
I'm just trying to see if the girl has a nice time.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
I don't know what that is now. Wait a minute.
100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come with it.
Feed bag.
Okay.